Consequence Podcast Network. Hey, Iconic Army.
Bora, hey.
So we have theorized that Hobie would be coming out with a new album before his tour, and unfortunately that doesn't seem to be the case, but he did surprise Army this week with news of a single.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Sweet Dreams featuring Miguel will be coming out this Friday on the 7th. So, you know, if you're listening to the episode the day it's posted, it could be out tonight at midnight. And he already performed this song at his concert in Seoul. Bethany and I have not listened to it yet. We have not watched the performance because we're like avoiding all concert spoilers as much as we can. We did watch one TikTok of him performing Bepse because it came up, and how could we not?
Oh yeah, how could we not?
So hot. But so we haven't seen it yet. So we're not here to talk about Sweet Dreams today, but we are really excited that he's putting out at least a single, even though we're not getting a whole album that we were really, really hopeful for.
Yeah. Super exciting. We were thinking about like holding off on this episode just for the single, but we'll cover it at our next episode. And then after that, we're going to San Antonio to see him for his concert.
Yes.
Can't believe like it's March already. I'm so happy. It was like we just had to like plow through January and February to get to March. Like all of the events happening in March is what's been getting me through.
We're almost there now.
We're finally here. Yep. It's all coming up. A little disappointed about not having an album, but honestly, he has two albums. He deserves to tour with all of the Jack in the Box songs,
right,
and of course, Hope World. So
yeah,
looking
and
forward
honestly,
to it.
Honestly, like we saw him at Lollapalooza, so we were hoping for new music, you know.
Yeah.
But it's like think about all the people that were not able to go to Lollapalooza.
Of course, yeah.
Like so, everybody deserves to get those songs and like that set list.
Yeah.
So we are really excited for it, regardless, and that's coming right around the corner.
And we'll have Sweet Dreams.
Yeah, so we'll have Sweet Dreams.
Can't wait to hear it
until then. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyways, we are excited to talk about that on the next episode. But for this one, we're doing some fanfic files.
Yeah.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Hi, this is James Mercer from The Shins.
This is Shirley Manson.
This is Lotte Holst, co-founder of The Cure.
This is Huey Lewis giving you the story behind the song.
The story behind the song is back with an exciting second season. We peel back the layers on music's most iconic hits with legendary artists like The Killers, Heart, The B-52s, Violent Femmes, Jewel, Huey Lewis, Modern English, and more. To keep the music flowing, we'll be sprinkling in classic episodes from our archives between each new one. So check out The Story Behind the Song wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome back. We're your hosts. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany. And this is Stanning BTS,
your favorite informative fangirl podcast.
All right. Today, we're going to hang out for about an hour and we are doing the Fanfic Files Hobie Edition.
Hobie Edition.
So this is the series where we both pick a fanfiction. This is going to be a fanfiction that has Hobie as one of the main characters in it. And we're going to just read the stories here for you all to listen to, kind of like a little audiobook.
Yeah, I love the audiobook expression there. It's honestly perfect time to do a Hobie edition because we're just coming off of his birthday month. His tour is kicking off. We have Sweet Dreams coming out soon. So it just needs to happen. Mm-hmm. Before we get too far into today's episode, we want to say thanks, Iconic, so much for being here, for all of your support with listening and writing reviews, and of course, your support on Patreon. If you want access to our Iconic hangouts and our sound checks and our episode documents, you can join us on Patreon at patreon.com/standingbts.
Yes, thank you for being here and of course for all of your support and for listening.
Okay, so let's get into this Hobie edition of Fanfic Files. I have one that I'm going to share, and then maybe if we have time at the end, I'll share another one that I just think is really cute. But this very first one is called My Universe, and it's by Woteo the Astro, which I thought was very cute. And this one was published on the 7th of March, 2024, so almost a whole year ago. 56 kudos, 464 hits, and this one came with photo inspo. So we'll post this photo to our Instagram when we promote the episode. But Bethany, I mean, just look at these photos. We have really attractive Hobie with like the brown hair, fluffy brown hair, Chanel gold chain, jean jacket. We also have like shirtless Namjoon working out in the Hybe gym. Hello.
That's the picture that's really sticking out to me.
I mean, that's the first one. My eyes like went right to
it. Looks like he's doing an RDL in that picture.
We were just talking about RDLs before recording. So yes, it really does look like he's doing that. We have like a really nice, like chic dimly lit restaurant, and then like the Han River at nighttime too. So that's kind of the inspo. Ooh, that's where we're at. That's yeah, what we're thinking of.
Okay, I like the imagery here.
All right, so let's get into this amazing work, My Universe. Left, right, left, right, breathe in, breathe out. Namjoon repeated this mantra in his head over and over again as he pounded on the treadmill in Hybe's corporate gym. He had been with them for over 10 years now, first as a trainee and then as a solo artist. Originally, he'd been slated to debut with a hip-hop band as a rapper, having made a name for himself in the underground rap scene as Runch Rhonda, much to his embarrassment. Then again, Rap Monster wasn't much better. RM, which he now used, was a marked improvement, and while he told people it meant real me, he and everyone else knew it was still just a variant of Rap Monster. He wasn't sure how or why, but he had quickly taken the country and then the world by storm with his rapping. He was now one of the most successful solo artists in the country and proud of it. He used his influence to not only bring Korean culture to the rest of the world, but to also speak up about matters that were important: racism, homophobia, sexism, and promoting equality in general, as well as his environmental issues, including climate change. He had made plenty of enemies thanks to his actions, but he believed that he had influenced a lot more people than he had pissed off. His generation were a lot more welcoming and accepting of people's sexuality and gender than previous ones has been, so he took that as a win. He'd never hidden his views in relation to that sort of thing, or the fact that he didn't like the expectations that children and teens had placed on them. In fact, he hated capitalism too, which was quite ironic given his success as a rapper. It was why he made sure to donate as much money as he could to charities, schools, and people in need, while not hesitating to give away and discount his music as much as possible. I just love, like, all of these things are coming up. I'm like, yes, 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 like, all the things that I... Also, I love that he's in the Hybe gym, and we, like, just did the Hybe episode. I feel like, you know, can really place ourselves there.
The mention of Hybe Corporation's gym made me think of our last episode.
Right. Yes. It goes on to say, a lack of money shouldn't be a barrier to enjoying music. He had butted heads with his company a lot about this, but in the end they came around, mostly just because of how successful he was, since in the end they didn't lose out financially. Finally, the timer went off, indicating the end of his workout, or at least this part of it. Turning off the machine, he grabbed a towel from next to him and wiped his forehead to try to rid it of the sweat that was beading there. Dropping the towel again, he grabbed his drink bottle, taking a giant gulp of water before starting to stretch. It was as he was balancing, one hand on the machine and the other holding his left leg up behind him, that he heard a familiar voice coming from the television that was on a low volume. Looking up, he saw that it appeared to be an excerpt of an interview with Jung Ho-seok, otherwise known as J-Hope. Ho-seok was a year younger than him and an idol from another company. His group Sunshine was also quite successful, but they had only met once.
Oh, Cute.
I know,
his
so
group
cute.
Is sunshine.
So cute. Namjoon found himself paying more attention to the interview than the stretching, and before he realized it, he had stopped completely, focusing instead on the television. He had been aware of Hoseok for a number of years now, but he didn't know anyone who wasn't. Even if they weren't into K-pop or idols, he and the rest of Sunshine had enough influence and publicity to be recognizable to just about anyone in the country. He was also incredibly handsome, though despite that, Namjoon's manager liked to joke that no one was as handsome as him. So, we all know that you used to have a dating ban in place, the interviewer asked Hoseok. Does that mean that you now have someone special in your life? Namjoon rolled his eyes at that ridiculously tired line of questioning. While it was an incredibly common question, what took Namjoon by surprise was that, instead of straight up denying it, Hoseok laughed and then blushed, which incidentally looked really good on him. Let me tell you a story, Hoseok replied, with his charming grin that lit up his entire face. To Namjoon, it was like sunshine personified, which suited Hoseok to a T, given the name of his idol group. It was perhaps a month after the ban was lifted, and I was at this event. There was this guy, Hoseok blinked. Oops, I mean, I didn't mean to out myself like that, but yes, I like men, he admitted sheepishly, before continuing. As I was saying, there was this guy I've had a crush on for a number of years, but had never had the opportunity to talk to. He's really successful, and honestly, he probably had no idea who I was. Namjoon agreed when the interviewer raised their eyebrow at that, but before they could interject, Hoseok was continuing his story. I approached him and started to talk to him and slowly upped the flirting. I was feeling pretty confident with myself, but then he started to flirt back and, well, I panicked, Hoseok admitted with a laugh. I made up the flimsiest excuse and left him standing there. He was probably super confused. I nearly went back and apologized, but I was feeling incredibly awkward and just avoided him for the rest of the night. I never actually talked to him again. I've been too embarrassed to, because the longer I go without talking to him, the more awkward it will be when I eventually do talk to him, so I've just avoided it. It's been nearly over a year now since the incident, Hoseok admitted with the shake of his head. The interviewer laughed at that and started to say something, but Namjoon tuned out now that Hoseok had finished talking. The story was awfully familiar to him. He could, in fact, remember it perfectly. He hadn't had any idea what happened. Initially, he'd been over the moon, though really quite surprised when Hoseok had approached him and started flirting. At these types of events, he found that people tended to either avoid him or suck up to him because of his success. No one ever really talked to him just for the sake of it or wanted to be his friend. Instead, they all wanted something from him. Hoseok had clearly not wanted that. Instead, appearing interested in getting to know Namjoon for who he was, not as the RM, the successful rapper, it had been a nice change. Until he had randomly run off with no explanation. After a couple moments' hesitation, Namjoon decided he might as well dive in headfirst. He didn't have a number for Hoseok or anyone close to him, so it would have to be via Twitter DM. Opening the app, he logged into his official account and navigated his way to user Sunshine J-Hope, the account he was intimately familiar with, on his private Twitter, that is. Clicking on the DM button, he found himself pausing, questioning what he was about to do. No, Namjoon told himself, you are going to do this. You won't chicken out. With that and about 5 deep breaths, he began to type. Hey, I don't actually know when it was aired, but I just saw a clip of your interview with Lee Jisoo. I recognize the story you told of the event. I was always so confused about why you ran off on me when I started to flirt back. Would you be interested in a do-over? Let me take you to dinner and flirt with you properly. A guy as gorgeous as you deserves to be wooed and dated, not just flirted with backstage. Anyway, here's my personal number if you prefer to text over DMing me on here. I do hope to hear from you, Namjoon.
Wow, that's bold.
Right?
That's bold. 5 deep breaths and let me just commit to this.
Right. He saw the interview. He was like, oh man, it's been on my mind. Like, it's now or never.
Yeah.
Pressing send, he cringed. That was awkward and just embarrassing, but he had done it. Closing the app, he put his phone back in his bag and tried to forget about it. Yes, Hoseok said he still found him attractive, but that could have just been for the show. Plus, he's, you know, because he found Namjoon attractive doesn't mean he wanted to date him. Sensing his thoughts starting to spiral, Namjoon headed back over to the chin-up machine and started his upper body routine, trying to distract himself. In the middle of his last set, he heard his phone go off with a text message, but he convinced himself that it would just be his manager following up on something. No reason to get his hopes up. Half an hour later, he had completed his workout. Drying himself off, he made his way to the change rooms to shower and to get into dry clothes. Once done, he finally gave in to temptation and grabbed his phone out of his side pocket. Oh, it was from an unknown number, and Namjoon could only assume that it was a Hoseok. It started with, "Hi, was surprised to see your DM," before the preview cut off. Oh god, what if Hoseok laughed at him? What if he was rejecting him? Why had Namjoon done that? No, he needed to read it. Hoseok was sunshine. He was bright, bubbly, and happy. He wouldn't be mean to Namjoon even if he was letting him down. Clicking on the text, he let his eyes skim it, and the tension left his body. "Hi, I was surprised to see your DM, but not in a bad way. I'm somehow embarrassed you saw the interview, but honestly, I didn't think you would remember the incident. If the offer to take me out is open, I would absolutely love to have dinner with you. You free Friday?" Namjoon felt himself grinning as he read the text. He felt like a teenager with his first crush again. He had to stop himself from immediately saying yes before checking his schedule, which he didn't have for Friday yet. Pulling up his manager's text, he messaged, "Hi, am I busy Friday evening/night? If so, cancel whatever it is. I have plans." Okay, perhaps not the best way to go about it, because some schedules couldn't be canceled, especially at this late notice, though he doubted if he would have anything that would be important. No one liked working on a Friday evening, especially his manager, and he would have to work if Namjoon had a schedule. Before he could go back to his conversation with Hoseok, his manager replied, "So demanding. That's manager Nim to you." Which BTS member do you think is the manager?
Ooh.
I'll keep
Jin.
Reading. It is Jin. It's Jin. Because he said he was more handsome,
you know? Of course, yeah.
Namjoon rolled his eyes as another text came through. "Lucky for you, though, you have it free. I have special plans that night," with a winky face. Namjoon replies, "Thanks. Remember to use protection. I'm too young to be an uncle." He texted back, making sure to add a laughing emoji. Going back to his conversation with Hoseok, he let out an uncharacteristic giggle. He was finally going on a date with his longtime crush. "Friday would be wonderful. Have you been to Sonye before?" It didn't take long before a reply came back. "No, but I've heard very good things about it. Do you want to meet there at 7 p.m? "Yes, that works. I'm looking forward to seeing you," he texted back, knowing he was still sporting a stupid grin on his face. Thank God he was the only one in the gym. His manager was going to have so much fun teasing him about this once he found out. He would have to mention it to him before the event, just in case something happened, but he planned to put it off for as long as possible. Oh God, he'd have to find something to wear now. Maybe he could recruit Jimin to help him. He was always really good with his fashion style. How did one even look sophisticated and sexy at the same time? The only time he had been to Sonye before, he had a stylist dress him in a very carefully curated outfit. He really had no idea how he could remain calm for the next 3 days. Friday seemed so far away. Hopefully he would be too busy to let his thoughts spiral. Friday eventually came, and Namjoon, thankfully with the help of Jimin, though it had come with a small amount of teasing, his other friends would have been much worse. He found a suitable outfit to wear. Turning up to the restaurant, which often catered to celebrities and the sort, he was shown to a table towards the back where Hoseok was already sitting. I know that this is like a Hoseok episode, so it's taken a minute to like get to Hoseok, but I just love how he's described in this fanfic.
Oh, yeah,
so
he's beautifully described.
So here's like where he really comes in, you know? He was even more gorgeous in person than Namjoon had remembered. "Namjoon, see," Hoseok greeted him with delight. "You look amazing," he added brightly. "Can I give you a hug?" Of course, Namjoon found himself replying in surprise. He wasn't always the most physically affectionate person. He didn't dislike it per se. He just found it awkward to initiate and usually expressed his fondness and love for others through spending quality time with them. Hoseok's embrace, however, felt comforting and natural to him. He found himself returning it. The two of them probably stayed in the embrace for a moment too long, but neither of them seemed to want to step back. Hoseok was the one finally able to do so, though he kept his hand on Namjoon's arm. "May I be so bold as to call you young?" he asked with a flirty grin. "Of course, I would be honored if you would do so, Hoseok," he replied. Please, my friends, which I hope you will be, at the very least, call me Hobie, Hosok told him. Hobie, yeah, it is then, Namjoon replied with a bright smile on his face. Shall we? He asked, indicating the table. Of course, Hobie responded delightedly. Before Namjoon could move to pull out Hobie's seat, he found that Hobie had done it for him, which had him blushing. Hosok let out a soft chuckle. You're adorable when you blush, he told the older, which made Namjoon blush even more.
I just love how Hobie is interacting with Namjoon here. Like, it feels very Hosok. You know, I'm thinking about just Hope on the Street and all of those episodes and him meeting all of these dancers around the world. And he just so casually and joyfully meets everyone, and everyone just seems comfortable around him.
Yes, and he's just so confident and like wants everybody to feel so amazing and is like very humble in the way that he treats them, you know. I love how much he's like complimenting Namjoon and, you know,
being so down to earth with him.
Yes. I love it so much. The two of them settled into an easy conversation, only stopping to place their order when the food arrived. Before Namjoon realized, the two of them had been there for more than 3 hours, and the restaurant staff were trying to get them to move on so that they could close. Namjoon insisted on getting the bill for the two of them. Hobie just laughed and replied, well, that means I'll have to get it next time if we go on a date. That eager? Namjoon replied. I'm glad, because I am too, he admitted softly. I've had a lot of fun tonight. I actually don't want it to end. Same, Hobie replied. Shall we go for a walk along the Han?
Cute.
Stop.
He's reading Namjoon's mind. Like, right. He knows Namjoon. He's like, I know what this man can't wants. Turn that down. Yeah.
That sounds lovely, Namjoon replied, holding the door open for Hobie. The two of them spent the next few hours walking along the riverbank, continuing to talk. Namjoon didn't know exactly when or who had initiated it, but at some point the two of them had ended up holding hands like it was the most natural thing in the world. Namjoon hadn't ever felt this comfortable this quickly with someone, and he really wanted to tell Hobie this. He just didn't know how. Instead, he just stared at their intertwined hands, trying to get his thoughts in order. Are you okay? Hobie finally asked softly, giving his hand a squeeze. Yeah, I was trying to figure out how to tell you how much this has all meant to me, how easy and comfortable I felt with you. I'm not good at speaking my feelings, but this feels natural, and I don't want it to end. I really like you, he admitted. I think you express yourself just fine, Young. I know, so sweet, Hobie replied with a smile. I really like you too, and I want to keep seeing you after this. I've had the biggest crush on you for the longest time, he admitted. I've had one on you for ages too, Namjoon admitted. You're just amazing. May I kiss you? Hobie asked suddenly. God, yes. I've wanted to kiss you since I saw you at the restaurant, Namjoon admitted, moving closer to the younger man. Then their lips were connected, and it felt like the world had stopped. It was just the two of them, and that was all that mattered. The end.
Wow.
So cute.
So cute. So sweet. I think it's kind of ironic in a way that Namjoon at the beginning was like rolling his eyes at the interviewer's question of like, oh, I heard that your dating contract ended. Like, are you interested in dating? And then this is how he ended up finding out that Hobie was interested in him. And he's like, oh, wait, no, actually, I'm going to go meet him.
To be totally like maybe counter Namjoon's regular personality of like putting himself out on a limb and like just diving into his DMs. But of course, like Hobie has held a flame for him all this time. And I just love how like they describe Hobie in this and how Namjoon kind of like sees him and describes him. I think it's such a beautiful representation of his sunshine personality.
Yeah. I think that's what makes fanfics a lot of the time is when the author just nails the personality of the member. And for a Hobie-focused fanfic, it's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm glad you enjoyed.
Good pick. Thanks. Yeah.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Does it ever feel like you're a marketing professional just
speaking into the void? Void.
Well, with LinkedIn ads, you can know you're reaching the right decision makers. You can even target buyers by job title, industry, company, seniority, skills. Wait, did I say job title yet? Get started today and see how you can avoid the void and reach the right buyers with LinkedIn ads. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next campaign. Get started at linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. Well, I ended up picking Pine Needles and Cocoa by Sunshine Jella. It was published on December 11th, 2024, so just a couple months ago. It has 23 kudos and 146 hits. And so this is a V-Hope fanfic.
Love.
I felt like, you know, I went with my biases, my right. double bias. I had to. And it is a Christmas-themed fanfic, but I will say Taeyang is just Christmas-encoded, so I feel like even though it's getting into springtime,
it works
still
year-round.
Relevant. It's still yeah. perfect. It screams Taeyang.
Right.
But of course, there's a lot of Hobie in this. More cocoa, please. Jimin looked up from the cash register with a pout, glancing at the line that was forming behind the man in front of him. You had 3 cups of cocoa already, Taeyang.
Oh my God.
Yes, only 3 cups. Those little paper cups are too small to even be considered a normal portion. Taeyang complained, placing his hands on the counter. Also, it's freezing out there. More hot cocoa, please. Jimin leveled him with a glare, reaching over the store counter to push him to the side. You're holding up the line. Taeyang pouted, watching as his friend greeted the next customer in line. I'd like to talk to your manager. Get back to work, Tae. Jimin shooed him off, scanning the barcode of a Christmas ornament that the customer handed to him. Jungkook-y and Namjoon-y are probably working their asses off all by themselves outside without you there. Taeyang rolled his eyes, glancing out the window with a bored expression. Not really. It's almost Christmas, so there's barely anyone looking for Christmas trees right now. Jimin grunted, noncommittally, more focused on getting through the line of customers. And between you and me, Taeyang leaned across the counter, the remaining trees are kind of shitty. The current customer, an older woman with a basket of cheesy Christmas decorations, gave him a disappointed frown, which was equally disgusted for his use of profanity. Taeyang gave her an innocent smile before looking back at Jimin, who was currently giving him an unamused look. Taeyang, outside, now. A voice belonging to Namjoon boomed from outside, startling Jimin back into getting to work at the register. But my hot cocoa, it can wait. Namjoon cut him off, poking his head through the front entrance of the tiny store. Get out here. We have a customer who needs help, and Jungkook and I have our hands full. Taeyang groaned dramatically, throwing his head back like a child amidst a temper tantrum as he shuffled back outside, sniffling as a wave of cold air hits his face. I thought you liked winter. What's your deal? Namjoon snorted, stretching his arms over his head before picking up a saw. Taeyang pursed his lower lip, tugging his work gloves back onto his hands. Well, yeah, I love it, but I have my limits, you know. Tay-Tay needs his hot cocoa breaks. He sniffled, pretending not to notice the group that was currently gazing at Namjoon with so much attraction as he began to cut the trunk of a Christmas tree.
Me, real.
Yeah, like we were just talking about like Hype Corporation Jim, mm-hmm. Namjoon, and here he is sawing a tree.
Big, beefy, muscular, just like jaws on the ground.
He's at a tree farm and there's a bunch of girls like, oh, God damn.
Also, I love this like kind of like sweet, fun, playful, childish Taeyong that we're getting here, like innocent baby.
Yes. Yeah. It makes me think of his real youthful days. Yeah. You know, just a character.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Though Taeyong did not step back a few paces as he wasn't yet comfortable around the man when he had something sharp in his hands. Also, it's way too cold today. Namjoon laughed. Okay. After you help one more person, I'll convince Jimin to give you a bigger cup of cocoa, just this once. Taeyong smiled, a big toothy grin, but only if you make a sale. Taeyong's smile dropped, looking at him with a glare before looking around. Okay, where is this customer that needed help then? Namjoon finished cutting the tree, dropping the saw off to the side as he looked around curiously. Well, I think he started wandering around the rows. He mumbled thoughtfully before pointing off towards the far side of the tree farm. Ah, yeah. He's wearing a yellow hat. I think I saw it through the trees over there. Wow. He wandered pretty far, Taeyong grumbled beneath his breath, picking up his gear before waving to Namjoon, who turned to pick up the tree he finished cutting. See ya. Namjoon gave him a small wave before returning to his love-struck customers and carrying the tree to their car. Just love it. Taeyong sighed, pulling his scarf up to his chin as he walked through the snow towards the man in the yellow coat, preparing himself for the wild goose chase that this man will send him on for, quote, the perfect tree that they definitely no longer had. Hey, he called out as he got closer. My coworker said you needed help. Taeyong's words trailed off as he finally got a glimpse of the man's face. Absolutely gorgeous. Like, drop-dead gorgeous. Taeyong didn't think he'd ever met anyone so beautiful in his life. Actually, there's probably no one who got anywhere close. Said man finally looked at him. His eyes widened with surprise before offering a shy smile. Oh, yes, I'm sorry. I got kind of distracted and walked a little far. Taeyong must have looked like a complete dope. His pupils probably blown up wide in awe and his mouth open. After a moment of awkward silence, he finally responded, shuffling closer through the snow. It's no problem. Got my steps in anyway.
That's so cute.
I know. The man watched him carefully, a small, amused smile still on his lips as he met him in the middle. So, Taeyong clapped his hands together, making eye contact with him for a moment before finding his beauty too blinding and looking away. Christmas tree hunting. The man hummed, fiddling with his mittens. I'd appreciate it. I don't need anything too big, something good for an apartment, really. My name is Taeyong. The beautiful man blinked in surprise from the blunt introduction, cocking his head to the side. Ah, okay. Nice to meet you, Taeyong. I'm Hosok. Hosok, Taeyong repeated with a smile, not fully aware of how weird he was being. Hosok managed a small chuckle, which was barely noticeable, but it was enough to convince Taeyong that he wasn't being too creepy to the point that he was scaring him away. You okay? Hosok asked, snapping Taeyong out of his daze. Yes, I'm fine. Taeyong shook his head to clear his mind, stepping over to the closest row of trees. I'm sorry. Seems like the cold is getting to my head. Oh, Hosok frowned, concerned. I'm sorry. I came on a pretty bad day. I hope I'm not overworking you. Taeyong waved his hand dismissively, leaning his hand against one of the trees in the row they were standing in. Psh, you're fine. It's my job, you know, helping people with holiday cheer and whoa! Taeyong was no stranger to embarrassment, but this took the cake as the worst thing to ever happen to him. In his attempt to look cool, he leaned up against one of the pine trees, like all the cool people do in movies, trying to make it look as casual as possible. However, he misinterpreted how sturdy the trees were. Falling backwards, he caused a domino effect of Christmas trees in the entire row to fall over, causing puffs of pine needles and snow to burst up into the air.
Oh, no.
I just love that description of puffs of pine needles. Like, it's very Charlie Brown-esque. Like, I'm just picturing, like, a cartoon.
Yeah.
Cute. Taeyang laid there in dreadful embarrassment, covered in snow, sap, and needles, with his arm caught under the tree that started the whole thing. Fortunately, he was not in physical pain. However, his pride was definitely hurt. Taeyang, he heard a shout coming from the far side of the road. Looking over solemnly, he saw a tiny fist in the distance shaking in anger. It was Jungkook.
Oh, no.
Buried behind the last tree in the domino line. No. I just love that Jungkook got affected by this. He's throwing a fist in the air.
That's all he can do.
1 second away from dying of embarrassment, the sound of an angel cut through his thoughts, or rather, the laugh of an angel. Turning back to look at Hoseok, he was surprised to see the man doubled over in a fit of laughter. "I'm sorry," he managed to call out, trying his best to stifle his giggles as he shuffled forward. "I'm sorry. I shouldn't be laughing." Taeyang looked up at him in awe, hesitating for a moment before pulling his arm free from the tree. It was pinned under. "Please, I must look so stupid," he grumbled, his cheeks rosy from more than just the cold air. Hoseok shook his head, standing over him and offering his hand to help him up. "Maybe a little," he snorted, but it was kind of cute. Taeyang's heart leaped out of his chest, clearing his throat awkwardly. "My gloves are all covered in sap." Hoseok waved his hands like he was shooing away the thought, his lips still forming a smile like he was still trying to hold back his laughter. "I don't mind. It's part of the Christmas tree shopping experience anyway." Taeyang took a second before taking his hands and pulling himself up. "Thank you." Hoseok smiled, looking down at his hands, which were now tacky with sap, before shoving them in his pockets to escape the cold. "I want that tree." Taeyang blinked in surprise, glancing down at the tree that he had just fallen onto. "Huh? That one?" he asked incredulously, pointing his thumb in its direction. "I probably ruined it." "Oh, you did," Hoseok laughed again, the sound causing the butterflies in Taeyang's stomach to flutter around violently. "When you fell on it, it broke the top of it off so it can fit into my apartment."
Oh my God, perfect.
Taeyang watched him for a moment before letting out an amused laugh. "Dude, I can just find you a short tree that doesn't have the shape of my ass dented into it." Hoseok giggled, rocking from side to side with a coy smile on his lips. "No, I like this one. It's got a story to it. The cute guy who was trying to flirt with me fell onto it, so it must be fate." Blushing a deep red, Taeyang turned to look at the tree, burying his face in his scarf. "Oh, so on top of embarrassing myself beyond belief, I was also unbearably obvious." "That's right," Hoseok hummed, cocking his head to the side. "Where do I pay?" Taeyang looked at him again, managing to smile at him. "Inside. Is there a place to wash the sap off my hands?" "I suppose there's the bathroom, but I know a special way to get sap off." Hoseok blushed, fiddling with the sleeve on his yellow coat. "Oh?" Taeyang chuckled, enjoying that he could get the man to blush. "I'll get this tree ready for your car," he says, bending down to lift the tree back up off the ground, pulling the broken part of the tree off. "Or really, it looks more like a bush now." Hoseok watched him for a moment, examining him at work before speaking. "Is your coworker over there going to be mad at you for that?" Taeyang watched as he gestured down the row of fallen trees. "Oh, for sure. But he's always wanted to kill me." Hoseok smiled, watching as he lifted the tree up most effortlessly. "He can't do anything while I'm helping you, though." "Ah," Hoseok laughed, nodding slowly as he followed him to the front of the farm. "And once I'm gone..." Taeyang shrugged, glancing over at him with a grin. "It's up to you if you wish to leave, but I'm due for a break after this sale." Hoseok blinked in surprise before laughing again shyly, looking down at his sap-covered hands. "Oh yeah, you want me to spend the break getting sap off my hands? You want me to spend your break getting sap off my hands?" "I'd be honored, actually," Taeyang snorted. "And what would you say to some hot chocolate? My treat?" Husak laughed, hurrying to walk beside him as Taeyang started his way to the front of the tree farm. Sounds lovely. And that's the end.
Aww.
She does put a note here at the end saying, the special way to get sap off hands is by rubbing olive oil on your skin, by the way. Part of me wants to write a part two to this so that you can see these idiots go on their first date. We'll see. Thanks for the prompt. Someone wrote in a prompt for this. Happy V Hope Fest, everyone.
She should write a part two.
I know.
Because I love their dynamic and the way that she approached both of their characters. Mm-hmm. Like, very Taeyang, but like maybe like older Taeyang, like from like younger Taeyang, I guess, but from like years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And very cute Hobie here.
I know.
Like, very like understanding, but also likes the flirt, you know?
And yeah. Just being a sweetie, you know?
Being such a sweetie.
And also, like, I mean, Taeyang is acting a fool, but also J-Hope is making him feel pretty comfortable too. Like,
yeah,
he's not like making him feel like a total fool, I suppose.
No, also I can like totally hear J-Hope's laugh in that moment of like Taeyang knocking over the row of trees.
Lots
just,
of
like,
laughing.
Just like that uncontrollable laughter.
Yeah,
you know?
He
like,
has an infectious laugh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Oh,
I love that
I
you love
that
the laughing too, because I thought that was a pretty standard V.
And the Namjoon Jungkook like comic relief there, you know, like that
it was the addition of Jungkook and Namjoon in this too was just perfect.
Yeah.
Like, I just think it's funny that the trees fell over on Jungkook at the end. He's like throwing his fist in the air.
I just imagine his, you know, so funny. That was so good. I love that.
These are both really great fanfic.
Yeah.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
I do have one more to share, and I think that we have time.
Yeah, if you want to, yeah.
Okay, so this one is about the length of the one that you just read too. So not too long here, but I just came across it, and it was too short to just do by itself, but I thought it was so sweet.
Okay,
this one is called Ordinary, and it's by Cinnamon Roll, but the min is like M-I-N, like Min Yoongi.
Mm-hmm.
This was published very recently on the 28th of February of this year. It has 17 kudos, but 80 hits already, so
okay.
Definitely a good one. This is like a soap one. So quick
love it.
Soap.
Can't go wrong.
Can't go wrong with soap. Okay. Skipping the notes, just diving right into it because the notes give away too much. The apartment is quiet except for the slow, rhythmic tapping of Yoongi's fingers against the wooden desk. A half-empty mug of coffee sits beside him, long gone cold, but he doesn't reach for it. The lamp casts a warm, golden glow over his scattered notebook pages, lyrics scratched out and rewritten a dozen times. His pencil hovers over the paper, frozen mid-thought, before he exhales through his nose and lets it drop to the desk with a soft clink. On the other side of the room, Hosok stirs. He is lying on the couch, long legs draped over the armrest, one sock half off as he got tired taking it off midway and simply gave up. His phone rests on his chest, screen dimmed, the soft rise and fall of his breath the only indication that he's not completely asleep. He had come home exhausted, too tired to make it to his own bed, yet too stubborn to admit it. Yoongi watches him, expression unreadable. Hosok has always been like this, moving his body until his body forces him to stop. He burns so brightly that sometimes Yoongi wonders if he'll burn out completely or if there'll be a day where even his unshakable energy isn't enough to keep him going. And yet, here he is, asleep in the dim glow of their shared apartment, looking softer than he ever does under the stage bright lights. Yoongi swallows. His throat is dry, the words sitting there heavy and unsaid. Instead of speaking, he pushes himself up from his chair. His knees pop in protest, but he ignores it, moving toward the couch with slow, deliberate steps. He bends down, careful not to disturb Hosok too much, and reaches for the thin throw blanket draped over the back of the couch. It's the same one that Hosok always grabs when he gets home late, muttering about how the apartment is, quote, way too damn cold, before burrito wrapping himself into it. Yoongi unfolds it and lays it over Hosok's frame, tucking it just enough to cover his shoulders. The moment the fabric touches him, Hosok shifts, murmuring something incoherent. His lips part slightly, lashes fluttering, but he doesn't wake up. Instead, he curls into the warmth, sinking deeper into the couch cushions, face relaxed in a way Yoongi rarely sees when he's awake. Yoongi stays there for a moment, crouched beside him, watching the way his chest rises and falls, slow and steady. Hosok would never say it aloud, but Yoongi knows that despite his sunshine exterior, he gets tired of always being the bright one, that sometimes he just wants to rest. Sometimes he just wants to be taken care of too. And Yoongi does, in the smallest, most ordinary ways. With a quiet sigh, he reaches out, fingers barely brushing against Hosok's wrist before he pulls back. Too much, too close. Instead, he leans in the slightest bit and murmurs, so soft it barely registers in the quiet, "Rest, Hoba." Then, just as silently as he came, he stands and walks away. What Yoongi doesn't see, what he misses as he settles back at his desk, is the way Hosok's lips curl into the tiniest, sleep-heavy smile, as if he heard him after all. The room hums with the kind of silence that only exists in the middle of the night when the world outside is slowed and everything feels softer. Yoongi sits back down at his desk, reaching for his pencil again, twirling it between his fingers as his gaze flickers between his unfinished lyrics and the steady rise and fall of Hosok's chest. The melody in his mind shifts. It's not the song he was working on earlier, not the one meant for a wider audience, a polished piece for the studio. This one is quieter, more intimate, the kind of song that exists in the spaces between words, in the way that Yoongi folds Hosok's blanket over him without a word, in the way Hosok always waits for him after practice, even when he doesn't have to. The pencil meets the paper again. This time, the words come easier. Love doesn't always need to be loud. Sometimes it's in the way you stay. Yoongi exhales, shaking his head at himself. He's never been one for grand declarations, for spilling his emotions on ink, or his emotions like ink on a page. But somehow, when it comes to Hosok, everything he doesn't say starts writing itself. A sudden rustling sound pulls him from his thoughts. Yoongi looks up just as Hosok shifts on the couch, lazily stretching like a cat waking from a nap. His sock finally falls off, flopping onto the floor, but he doesn't seem to notice. Instead, he lets out a soft, sleepy sigh and turns onto his side, eyes barely open, just slits of warm brown peeking through the dim light. "Yoongi," his voice thick with sleep, barely above a mumble. Yoongi doesn't answer right away. He watches as Hosok blinks at him, still halfway between dreaming and reality, his hair a mess of flattened curls on one side. "You should go to bed," Yoongi finally says, keeping his voice low. Hosok groans, scrunching his nose as he burrows deeper into the couch. "It's comfortable here." Yoongi scoffs, but there's no real bite to it. "You're going to complain about back pain in the morning." Hosok comes in response, but doesn't move. Instead, his fingers clutch the edge of the blanket Yoongi had given to him, pulling it closer. A beat of silence passes before he mumbles, barely loud enough to catch, "You always do that." Yoongi tilts his head. "Do what?" "Take care of me when you think I'm not looking." Yoongi stiffens. Hosok's eyes are still closed, but the way he speaks, slow, deliberate, like he's peeling back the layers of something fragile, tells Yoongi that he's not just sleep talking. "I don't," Yoongi starts, but Hosok cuts him off with a quiet chuckle, cracking just one eye open enough to meet his gaze. "It's okay, you know." His voice is gentler now, like he's reassuring Yoongi instead of the other way around. "You don't have to hide it." Yoongi looks away, fingers tightening around his pencil. He doesn't know how to respond to that, but being seen so easily, so effortlessly, he's spent years building walls around the way he loves, tucking his affection into subtle gestures, into coffee left on the counter and late-night blankets draped over tired shoulders. But Hosok has always been the kind of person who doesn't just see the cracks, he slips through them, settles into the spaces Yoongi thought he had closed off. A warm hand suddenly brushes against his wrist. Yoongi looks down to find Hoseok reaching for him, his fingers barely curling around the sleeve of his hoodie. It's a simple touch, barely there, but it holds weight. "You don't have to say it," Yoongi murmurs, a smile tugging at his lips. "I already know." And for once, Yoongi doesn't argue. He just lets him hold on. The apartment hums with quiet, but the only sound of the soft ticking clock above the kitchen sink and the occasional shift of fabric as Hoseok gets comfortable again. Yoongi stays still, watching his best friend, his hoba, relaxes into the couch, his features smoothed by drowsiness, his breath deepening with every sound. But even as sleep pulls at him, Yoongi knows Hoseok isn't fully gone. "Yoongi," Hoseok mumbles, his voice rough, barely a whisper. "Hmm?" A pause. Hoseok shifts again, burrowing deeper into the blanket that Yoongi just tucked around him. "You don't have to act like it's nothing." Yoongi stills. "Act like what?" Hoseok's lips twitch, and he knows Yoongi is just buying time, pretending to be clueless when they both know exactly what he's talking about. "The way you care," he says simply, his voice is softer now, edged with something Yoongi can't quite name. "You always pretend like it's not a big deal, but it is." Yoongi exhales through his nose, rolling his chair back slightly as he runs a hand through his hair. He should have known Hoseok would bring this up again. He always does, in his own way. Yoongi stops himself, shifting his gaze to the floor before shaking his head. "I don't want you to expect something from me that I don't know how to give." Hoseok brows furrow slightly, his fingers playing with the frayed edge of the blanket. "What do you mean?" Yoongi's shoulders stiffen. He knows what he wants to say, but the words get tangled in his throat. It's always been easier for him to express himself through music, through the quiet ways he shows up, through the things he does rather than the things he says. "I mean..." He finally looks up, meeting Hoseok's gaze, and something about the warmth he finds there makes his chest ache. "I don't know how to love people the way that other people do. I don't say the right things at the right time. I'm not good at showing it." Hoseok watches him for a long moment, then shifts until he's sitting up properly, wrapping the blanket around his shoulders like a makeshift cape. The lamp's glow casts golden shadows all over his face, making him look softer, gentler. "You really think love is about saying the right things?" Hoseok asks, tilting his head. Yoongi doesn't answer. Hoseok huffs in a quiet laugh. "You do show it, Yoongi, just not in the way you think." Yoongi stays quiet, waiting. "You think I don't notice how you always give me the last bite of your food when we eat out?" Hoseok continues, raising a brow. "Or how you double check that I lock the door at night? Or how you somehow always have my favorite snacks, even though you swear you don't pay attention to what I like?" Yoongi shifts in his seat, looking away. That's love, you idiot. Yoongi's breath catches. Hoseok's voice is light, teasing, but his eyes are serious. So serious. "You love me in all these quiet little ways, and you don't even realize it." Yoongi clenches his jaw, something heavy settling in his chest. "I've never needed big words from you, Young." Hoseok's voice is soft now, almost hesitant, like he's afraid of pushing too far. "I just need you to be here." Yoongi swallows hard. He should say something, anything, but his throat feels tight, like the weight of Hoseok's words is pressing against something raw inside of him. Then, before he can think too hard about it, he reaches out. Hoseok doesn't even flinch when Yoongi's fingers brush against his wrist, sliding down until they loosely wrap around his hand. It's not much, not some grand display of affection, but it's something. Hoseok looks down at their hands, lips twitching into the smallest knowing smile. "See," he murmurs, "you're doing it right now." Yoongi exhales through his nose, shaking his head. "You're so annoying." Hoseok grins, "and yet, you love me anyway." Yoongi groans but doesn't pull away, doesn't move. Instead, he lets himself stay, because maybe, just maybe, loving Hoseok in the quiet, in the ordinary, in the spaces between worlds, maybe that's enough. And maybe, just maybe, it always has been.
Wow.
Isn't that so sweet?
So sweet. It's perfect because Yoongi is and has always been one who shows love over words. Yeah. It's those little details of getting members their water bottles when they're just like barely looking at it. He knows exactly what they need and he's there to care for them. He wants to care for them.
Yeah. And like on the flip side, Hobie is that like exuberant, like definitely outwardly caring for people, checking in on people, you know? And I love this balance between the two of them. Mm-hmm. I also feel like, especially because this was so recently written, that like in my mind, Hobie is exhausted because he's getting back from like tour prep,
yeah,
you know, or like a show, you know. But yeah, like he just like spent the whole day practicing, you know, performing, running through the set list, and he's just like wiped out. And so I felt like it was very timely, but also just so sweet, just such a sweet expression of love. And
little canon compliant,
felt very canon compliant. Yeah. So, anyways, I had to share that one too.
That was a great one.
Thanks. I really loved it. I thought it was great writing too. Like great,
really fantastic writing. Yeah.
And I loved that there was like flow to that lyrics put in there. It was very Yoongi, very Hoseok. Yeah. So really good soap there. So yeah.
Wow. We did 3 fanfics.
I know. Look at us.
That was, and all 3 of them were really great.
Yeah. They were really fun. I really love the Pine Needles and Cocoa. Yeah. That was such a good one.
Yeah. I like My Universe too. That's
yeah. Cool. Thank you. I feel like all 3 of these, they had some great Hobie content, like really good Hobie appreciation. Mm-hmm. But I love that we got other members like peppered in there too.
Always.
Yeah.
Always.
Can't do without Jimin pops up. He's always a shop owner. Yeah, always.
It's what makes fix so fun.
It does. It really does. Thank you guys for listening to this fanfic episode. It's been so long since we've done a fanfic files.
Yeah.
But man, it was due.
It was really due. And it was perfect to do Hobie themed as we're waiting for his single to come out and going to San Antonio to see him in concert.
Hell yeah. So we have 2 really exciting episodes coming up next for you guys. But in the meantime, we really hope that you enjoyed our fanfic files. If you did enjoy, you know, if you could rate, review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen, that would really mean a lot to us. If you are on Spotify and you want to comment and answer to the question, a question we have for you today is, do you have a favorite Hobie fanfic? What do you love about Hobie fanfics and what's your favorite? Because give us some recommendations.
Yeah, drop them down there and then everyone else can see them too.
Yeah, shout some read people out for sure.
Yeah.
We do want to say a special thanks to our supporters on Patreon, especially the VIP Iconics, Eileen, Michelle, Holly, Meg, Rachel, Robin, and Deja. Thank you guys so much for all of your extra support. If you enjoyed this episode, like we said, rate, review, but also get on our Instagram when we post about it. Get in the comments with everybody else. Talk about what you liked or other fanfic suggestions that you had. And of course, you can find links for all these fanfics and everything else in the description.
Thanks for listening and thanks for stanning BTS.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.